corner of Pike Road and Flynn Road. Emergency vehicles are on the scene. They say use caution. There will be delays there for the next little bit if you're out in the Pike Road area. All right. Are you looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi. Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11, entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Here we go!
Open your freaking ears.
Good morning. I'm glad you're here.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
What day is this?
It feels like Friday.
Today is Friday.
It is Friday, right?
Thank God it's Friday!
Thank God it's Friday!
Have a great weekend.
Party time!
Friday.
The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption.
Today's broadcast is being simulcast in broken English.
Here goes nothing.
Let's do this.
Showtime.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 8. Well, it was a few minutes ago.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Democrats today wrap up their case against President Trump in the Senate. California Democrat Adam Schiff says it is clear the president has abused the power of his office.
You can't trust this president to do what's right for this country. You can trust he will do what's right for Donald Trump.
On Twitter this morning, complains about his team being forced to start its case on Saturday. Tomorrow, Death Valley on TV, as he puts it. That schedule was set by the Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. President Trump today will be the first in office to ever attend the March for Life anti-abortion rally in Washington.
He has addressed the rally via video since 2018. Vice President Mike Pence attended the march in 2017, making him the first vice president to go in person. This year's theme is Life Empowers, Pro-Life is Pro-Woman.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Have you heard the news?
Screen addiction is sweeping the world, but there's a bigger concern. You've heard of secondhand smoke. Well, now, be on the lookout for secondhand screen time.
That doesn't make sense. How can my screen time affect my kids? They are safely reading under a tree while I binge Mrs. Maisel.
Mom, Billy just ran into traffic.
Hold on a minute. This episode is almost over.
Secondhand screen time can affect even the most helpless among us.
I think the baby needs you.
You mean Baby Yoda?
No, your actual baby.
Oh, right, I forgot. Just put Netflix on for him or something.
Here are the warning signs of secondhand screen time. An inability to do anything without a screen. The unwillingness to do anything without a screen. And the resistance to do anything without a screen.
I vow to never use my phone around my kids ever again. Because they live with their mother now.
Beware the dangers of secondhand screen time.
It's always something, right? They always got a new thing we have to worry about. Mm-hmm. Secondhand screen time. My sister. All right, so we got Jay all fixed up. He's going to get a high-dose vitamin C IV at infusion today.
Yeah.
And that all goes in, man. It's not like when we talk about that, you can take pill form vitamin C, but your stomach's not going to absorb
right. Whatever
milligram dosage you're right. Taking. This goes in. I am very excited for you.
It's going to help. I promise.
That's my first. It'll be my first IV.
IV.
Yeah.
At infusion.
It's so easy. It's nothing.
I've done the laser and I've done the acupuncture.
Yeah.
But I haven't done the IVs yet.
Well, this is a good idea, and I'm glad.
Do you know
Ryan
that
stepped up to the plate?
Dr. Terry Gross, the one of two chiropractors now at infusion,
mm-hmm.
is doing acupuncture, dry needle therapy to help with Roz's sinus migraines. Yeah, it's amazing the different things they
do. I hope that helps.
A buddy of mine who was a chiropractor, great guy, in South Florida many years ago, believed that chiropractic could cure a common cold.
Interesting.
So, and finally, in those days, it's about time that the medical world caught up to the fact that chiropractic is a great way to fix a wide array of issues. And we've got some really good ones here in town.
About a few decades ago, it wasn't a profession that was...
Your insurance wouldn't cover it.
Yeah, right.
Now they do.
Yeah.
And by the way, make sure if you're interested in these therapies, you know, if you have coverage, check out Infusion, 296-1662.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
Still a yucky-looking morning, but the fog issue is getting better in that the visibility is improving. Now 2 miles visibility out at the airport, where last hour I think we were down to a quarter of a mile. So cloudy this morning, and maybe even a few sprinkles here and there, but that'll move out quickly. We're going to see big improvements later. Gradual clearing, especially I think by late this morning, and then a good bit of sunshine this afternoon. Upper 50s to around 60 for a high temperature, so what a turnaround from this ugly morning. Then partly cloudy, chilly tonight, but no freeze. Overnight low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow's high in the mid-50s, a dry day, good bit of sunshine on Saturday, and mid-50s again on Sunday. Most of Sunday should be dry, maybe a shower late in the day, a better chance of some scattered showers. I think Sunday night into Monday morning has a little disturbance, brushes by the area. And right now this morning, with visibility 2 miles in mist out at the airport, is what it's calling now. The fog issue is improving with 54 now at 10 minutes after 8.
Everything you need to know about the Chinese New Year coming up in stupid news. But not that the Chinese New Year is stupid. We don't want to be confused. That is not we're not attacking anybody's culture. The newscast is stupid. I'm the stupid news anchor. Everybody got that straight now? Are we all on the same page?
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
Thank you. Okay.
You're the rat, right? You're the rat?
You're the rat.
Mm-hmm.
Six things coming up in stupid news.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Dalia Brooks. A grand jury has indicted a teenager on manslaughter charges in the fatal crash that killed Auburn University announcer Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula last year. 16-year-old Johnston Edward Taylor was indicted on 2 counts of reckless manslaughter. An arraignment hearing is scheduled for January 30th. A former bookkeeper now facing up to 20 years in prison for stealing more than $13,000 from Goodwin Middle School in Montgomery. Tiffany Franklin is convicted of first-degree theft of property. The Attorney General's office says she pleaded guilty to stealing the money between September 2017 and June 2018. A man was found shot in his car yesterday afternoon, and now Montgomery police are investigating as a homicide. The victim was found in his car in the 2300 block of Stella Street yesterday, but police believe the shooting happened in the 2100 block, but the victim drove off before crashing. Those are your news headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
In this feature, we sometimes acknowledge people who have had a bright idea. Scientists, right. Like yesterday, Scientists finally figuring out why stress makes our hair turn gray. Somebody using a slice of American cheese as a bookmark.
That's right. That was earlier this week as well.
Some thought went into that. We have a guy who is going viral because he's cutting long books in half to make them more portable. Yes, you heard that correctly. Alex Cristoli is going viral after he tweeted out a photo Tuesday that shows some classic books cut in half at about the middle point. He says he cuts them to make them more portable.
I saw that.
Cuts the books in half.
Cuts the books in half.
Yeah, so they're easier.
Lengthwise.
To get around. But not everybody is on board with Alex's idea. They're calling him a book murderer. Seriously. There was a whole thing on Twitter with it without giving specific results. It was about 50-50. There's an idea like that. And I had one more here I wanted to share today, but I may have buried it. Let's see, woman gets naked. Let's see, what else do we have here? We'll just go with that. All of that brought to you by Applied Security at...
I'm just looking at you.
And now we can go with the rest of the...
It's time.
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. I'm your Stupid News anchor, Greg Goodell. Our top Stupid News stories, Pop-Tarts and Good Humor, are teaming up to make ice cream bars that taste like brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts.
That's interesting.
I would try that.
Yeah. I was behind a Good Humor truck yesterday, believe it or not.
Here? I've never seen a Goodyear truck. A Good Humor truck.
I had no idea why it would be in Montgomery, Alabama.
A guy in Colorado with murder tattooed on his forehead has been sentenced to 32 years in prison for murder. We have a guy from Oklahoma.
Why would you tattoo murder on your forehead?
We have a murder-for-hire guy who tried to run for governor of Oklahoma. He's the owner of a private zoo, goes by the name Joe Exotic, was just sentenced to 22 years in jail for trying to hire a hitman to kill somebody who criticized his treatment of animals. He also tried to run for governor of Oklahoma as a libertarian in 2018, Joey, and posted a bunch of campaign videos on YouTube. Here is the first part of that video. This guy wanted to be the governor of that, one of the 57
this
states.
This is video message number one of 333 videos that I'm going to be putting up over the next 11 months. I ain't cutting my hair. I ain't changing the way I dress. Earrings are staying. So you're going to hear some colorful over the next 11 months. And if you don't like it, you know where the stop button is. Through my years, I have tried some drugs. I ain't got nothing to be ashamed of. Hell, I've done it all. I've had some of the kinkiest sex you can imagine. I've been to dirty stores, you name it.
That's Joe Exotic, folks.
Yeah.
former gubernatorial candidate in Oklahoma.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we'll be writing anymore. I want to re-mention this one because I do want to bring it to the attention of Danny Duncan and Jacqueline Tomlinson. You're about to hear the voices of a man and a woman. They were married 29 years ago and thought they had gotten divorced, but as it turned out, he called her to tell her otherwise.
Seriously, you want to hear something funny? So I went in to probate because I needed a copy of the divorce. I had to get a copy of both my divorces.
Yeah.
Well, I went in and I was speaking to the lady. They were about to hand it to me. When they stopped and they looked, they said, wait a minute, this thing's not signed.
What's not signed?
Will you listen to me?
Margo, just tell me.
The judge never signed our divorce.
Oh my gosh.
So if you have a spot on the side of the bed, I still sleep on the right side.
Both of them are remarried, so technically, without that signature, they're both guilty of bigamy.
Oh goodness.
But I would like to get a legal opinion from Jay Quillen or Dana. Six things to know about the Chinese New Year tomorrow. It marks the first day of the new year on the Chinese calendar. It's the first day of the year 4717. Which sounds like a Zager and Evans song.
In the year.
You might also hear it referred to as the Lunar New Year or Spring Festival. Number two, the Lunar New Year will also be celebrated by Vietnam and South Korea tomorrow. It's basically the most important holiday in those countries. Number three, it's a different day each year.
What I was going to ask.
It's almost always celebrated between the second new moon after the winter solstice.
Okay.
Usually between January 21st and February 20th.
Interesting.
Just like our horoscope has 12 zodiac signs with one for each month, there are 12 Chinese zodiacs as well. But the animal is for the entire year. Tomorrow begins the year of the rat. Next year, think how far ahead you'll be of everybody else. It's the year of the ox. And a couple
the
things.
The year of the ox. That's all I ever hear Al Stewart.
Al Stewart.
The year of the ox.
1976.
And a couple of things you're not supposed to do on Chinese New Year are no sweeping or taking out the trash, Charlie Brown.
Yep.
Because it's like sweeping wealth away and dumping out good fortune. And washing your hair supposedly washes away your good luck, too. And then finally, some things that are encouraged tomorrow, celebrating the Chinese New Year, lighting fireworks, wearing red, gifting people cash in red envelopes, and eating dumplings. If you want to celebrate in that fashion, please drop off your red envelopes addressed to Greg Wang here at the Blue Water Broadcasting Facility at 4101 A Wall Street.
Did you hear
happily.
They canceled many of those events tomorrow because of the flu.
Yeah.
The virus. Not the flu, the virus.
Yeah. It's. And what's the name of the city that was developed in?
Hoo-ah! It sounds like that. 11 million people in that.
Wuhan, I think is what it is.
Wuhan, yeah.
So Al Pacino was one consonant short, and there's Opie on TV.
Yeah, I got your, you know.
Horrible child actor.
I don't know. He was fine.
You're not watching carefully, Rich.
You know who I didn't like on that show? Not on this particular one, but it's Warren.
Oh, he was awful.
The guy that plays Don Nuts.
Yeah. They wrote him out after like six episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Mark and Vicky have been in business since 1987 at Applied Security. They protect us. I'll say it again. It was a week ago Monday during this show. I walked outside without my re-entry device. And I had to wait. I didn't have my phone, so I couldn't call the request line and hope Jay would answer. I had to hope somebody would notice because
we started to notice.
You cannot negotiate with the system in this building, not unless you want to risk having the police here in seconds and having alarms that can be heard all the way out to Carmichael Road and beyond and on the other side of Interstate 85, plus the embarrassment that goes with it. These are airtight systems that Applied Security can use to protect you, your business, your home, your property. All state-of-the-art technologies, and they can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. So call them at 279-8338, 279-8338. That's Applied Security, great local company. Alabama Electronic Security Board, permit number 276.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic officially, we're still under a fog advisory this morning, so keep that in mind. Really foggy in some places, not so much in others, but we've got some accidents. East Boulevard at Carmichael. If you're in the lane on the Eastern Boulevard headed towards I-85, it'll be right in front of you at Carmichael. Taylor Road near Chadburn Crossing. The accident's right there, and right up the street from it is the Ace Hardware on the right as you approach Vaughn. Use caution there. 231, the Wetumpka Highway in front of Wetumpka Tire and Auto. We got an accident there. So use caution in all these places. We will keep you updated this morning. Drive carefully, buckle up, and slow down in this fog. Bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag onto the lot. That's Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you want to watch the very latest news on Harry and Meghan's quest for privacy, turn on your TV. First, on Entertainment Tonight, Harry, Meghan, and little Archie are trying to escape the same swarming paparazzi that killed Princess Diana. We sent our reporters on a high-speed chase to get the exclusive photos to prove it. Next on Extra, how are Meghan and Harry avoiding the constant suffocating intrusion of the press? Our revealing new drone footage tells the tale. Then, in order to get the blockbuster tell-all interview with Meghan and Harry, Access Hollywood digs deep, literally, as Mario Lopez tunnels onto their estate to get the scoop. The former royals just want to be left alone, and whether it means hiding in the trees, using satellite imagery, or sneaking onto their private property posing as meter readers, the parasitic paparazzi are here to give you every last detail.
It is 8:27 on News Talk 93.1. It seems like the air is getting clearer.
And Leon's getting larger.
I'd like to do a contest with people trying to do that line.
Yeah. It sounds like... Whoa.
Maybe you need to get over to Infusion a little sooner.
That chair went back a little bit further than I thought.
Now, if you want to come back, we are celebrating ratings and a whole bunch of other things this afternoon. Let's see. We have Rosie. Rosie, you were a great addition.
Absolutely.
Eddie Bader and Seth Spotlow. And they're going to sample U.S. Senate Navy bean soup this afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
How are you able to get this soup?
There's only one company that manufactures the soup,
yeah,
that cans it, and that's a company called Dominique's.
So you can buy it online, I guess?
Yeah. I've never asked Food Outlet to stock it because I don't remember to ask if that's something they can get. But it is. I've had it. In fact, I asked for it for a Christmas gift a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And... it's amazing. It's the same as having it at the Senate cafeteria.
Which I have had, and you've had it there as well.
Yeah, when I was a little kid.
It's a must-do. If you're at the Capitol building, you've got to have the Senate bean.
Now, I don't know how exciting eating soup is going to be on the radio, but it should be fun. I didn't even know how we got into the conversation last week, but we're looking forward to it. 29 minutes after 8. We're going to give away a Seafood Bistro gift card. The conundrum.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy. We don't want you to overthink it.
Okay.
We want to qualify a few more people for our weekly grand prize drawing. But 2/3 of adults spilled food on their clothes while doing what? Don't overthink. 2/3 of adults have spilled food on their clothes while doing what? 272-9228. Don't make us beg. Don't make us wait.
Is this going to be an easy one, you think? Or do you think this one's going to stump people?
Well, let's see. It's not that.
No. It's not that. We can rule that out. People have not jumped on the phones yet.
It's an event.
Okay.
During
there you
an
go.
Event.
There you go. There's your big clue. It's an event.
I'll get this, Jay. You just... Hi, who's this?
Crawdad.
Crawdad. Hey, buddy.
He said don't overthink it, so I'm saying while driving.
Okay.
Driving is not it, but thank you.
Appreciate it.
Hi, who's this?
Okay, there you go.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is William B. What's up?
William B., what's your guess?
Watching television.
Well...
That's good.
Something
specific.
Something more specific than that, but thank you.
Phil, that's, yeah.
That's a good start.
Who is this? Who just hung up on me and hurt my ears?
Uh-oh.
Let's go to Phil Collins on line five.
I wish.
What do you think, Phil? Two-thirds of people have spilled food on themselves while watching what?
Oh, while watching something?
Yeah, we just gave that last clue based on William
Beasley. Okay. I was going to say driving because I've never seen so many people drive around here in Montgomery. Yeah.
That was guessed.
That was guessed already.
Okay. I will say...
News talk, who's this?
Something. Has somebody said television already?
Yeah, but what?
Okay.
It's an event.
Let's go with...
News talk, who's
this? Let's go with watching the children play. I don't know what else to say.
Not it, but Phil, we really tried to steer you into the winning answer there. Here's Cranky. Maybe we can make him happy.
Hey.
While watching sports.
Okay, but no.
Not specific enough.
No.
It's a certain event.
Can't go with that.
Certain event. Thank you for trying. William B.
I'll try one more time. How about watching football?
Okay, now we're getting, somebody said sports, you said football, but we can't accept that.
Yeah.
But we're moving closer.
Yeah, you'd be ashamed. Take it to the next level, buddy.
Thank you.
Katrina.
Hi, watching the Super Bowl.
Watching the Super Bowl?
That's it!
The winning answer, yes.
That's what we're talking about.
I have tried to win that seafood bistro forever.
Well, guess what? You are now a winner.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Winner in the winter.
Hey, Katrina.
Yes.
Can I bother you with a lame-ass story real quick?
Sure.
Do you remember when you were a kid, did you ever hear a song called Katrina is Having Her Wedding Today?
No.
I haven't heard of it either.
You didn't get it?
No, it didn't play in my market.
I remember Miss O'Malley. Miss O'Malley, our fascist voice coach in fourth grade, grabbed me by the throat while I was singing that. So I get triggered every time I see Katrina. Yeah. But you're helping me work through this.
Well, that's good.
And I want you to go have a great time at the Seafood Bistro. Hang on.
Happy Friday.
Because Uncle Jay is going to tell you what it's like to enjoy some great food at the Seafood Bistro. We got a lot going on here.
No, it's fine. I can do this. Hey, Katrina, hang on the line here because I'm going to get your info.
Make her hungry.
So that you can get a $10 gift certificate to to the Seafood Bistro. I'm all over the place
today. Their gumbo would be good for you.
Their gumbo or their anything with a little bit of kick into it. Pretty much anything you've got there at the Seafood Bistro is going to help me today. 1651 Perry Hill Road. You can call them at 279-7500. They open up at 11 a.m. today, tomorrow, Sunday, and then all next week, same time. They open up at 11 a.m. every single day. Go online to see the entire menu of everything they have to offer. It is at theseafoodbistro.com. That is their website, theseafoodbistro.com. Katrina, you're going to enjoy some. If you want to stick to the gift card that's only $10, you can get some of their great appetizers that they've got available. You can get one of their salads that they've got available as well. You want to just take $10 off your entire order? Then, well, Katrina, go nuts, because there's plenty of things there for you. TheSeafoodBistro.com. Use the delivery apps on your phone to get it delivered if you'd like. Order online or just go by 1651 Perry Hill Road. Like and follow them on Facebook. It's The Seafood Bistro.
Shortwave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
Earlier in the show, we mentioned that on day one of the impeachment trial, 11 million people tuning across six network platforms watched the hearings. Yesterday, that number fell to 8.6 million.
It's just excruciating to watch.
It's horrible. I believe it's backfiring.
And did you see where they put the Republicans are going to get to speak on Saturday? What are they? They're calling it Death Valley because there's, you know, so.
They think they're real clever. I think they're going to really out-clever themselves. Our morning coming up very shortly. We got some good ones today. So you don't want to miss those. 8:35.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
the difference between the yuck of this morning and what you'll be driving home in later on this afternoon is going to be amazing. I'm already seeing sunshine breaking out over the western counties of the state. Of course, we had that terrible, especially 6 to 8 o'clock time period when the fog was thick and a few showers were roaming around and we had a lot of accidents. Well, things are getting a little bit better now as far as the fog scenario with visibility 2 miles out at the airport. We're looking for cloudy this morning, but then I think by, let's say, late morning, that clearing trend, which is now started in West Alabama, will be moving into the area. Gradual clearing, high in the upper 50s to around 60. Then for tonight, partly cloudy, chilly, overnight low in the mid-30s, but no freeze tonight. No Arctic air this time behind this front. Tomorrow's high in the mid-50s, a dry day, good bit of sunshine. I think most of Sunday is dry. Maybe a late day shower. Could be a few spotty showers around Sunday night into early Monday. And then I think we're around 60 on Monday and low 60s Tuesday. Right now this morning, with that misty situation still out there but getting better, it's 54. Cloudy skies, 837.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Luke Wire. Well, when you mentioned that name, I was using him for the heating and air conditioning for a long time. In fact, they've started doing that in 1976, but for over two decades now, plumbing by Luke Wire has been second to none in the River Region. And you've heard me talk about how professional they are, how thorough they are. I love the fact that they pick up the phone and they tell me they're on their way, and then they sit down, diagnose the problem, and tell me how much it's going to cost, and then fix it. And they also... Last time they were at my house, they found a problem I didn't even call them about. In other words, I called them for one issue. They took care of that, and they said, did you know about this this leak right here? No, I didn't, and they fixed that as well. Plumbing by Luke Wire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666. Ask about their whole house plumbing inspection. This is great. It's a good peace of mind because they'll check out all your plumbing inside and out, up and down, and they find out if there's something lurking that's about to become a major problem. And, you know, maybe while you're out of town, you know what I mean? That just happened to a couple of my neighbors as well. You can also visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
At 8:38, let's see if the roads are improving. And the fog is lifting.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. A little while back, we had an accident in front of Montgomery Paint and Body on Highway 231 as you come out of Wetumpka. Had traffic backed up for a while, but we're not seeing very much congestion there now. We're thinking that one is about finished or out of the way. Same deal over on Taylor Road just past Chadburn Crossing. That'd be right before you get to the Ace Hardware and then, of course, Vaughn Road if you're traveling inbound into town. Just use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles if any are left on the scene. Other than that, we're not looking too bad right now. We got moderate traffic on the boulevard, moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Uh-oh, isn't this good?
We don't pay much attention to NFL around these parts. But this is an NFL-related story. Apparently, the league had a program this past season for designated drivers who would agree to stay sober while their friends went out and partied. Thousands of people signed up, and then one fan from each Super Bowl team got picked. And we have here Cameron, who is a Chiefs season ticket holder, was one of the winner of Super Bowl tickets. Will you keep them or sell them?
I kind of just stop for a second. Your heart starts racing. All the thoughts go, is it really real or am I getting played along? We get to have 2.5 days of excitement and a mini vacation of a dream come true. My dad took me to my first Chiefs game at 4. 26 years later, I get to go and take him. There's no really better reward than making sure everybody gets home safely.
That's for being a designated driver?
Yeah. and the NFL awarded a fan in each NFL city a pair of tickets for the Super Bowl.
Very cool.
Knowing how those can be used to reward people who shell out millions of dollars for ads and stuff like that,
yeah.
It's pretty impressive that they actually hold aside 60 Super Bowl tickets to give away in a contest to reward good behavior.
I like that.
Here is Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne.
Hey.
Good morning.
I have a funny, I have a funny story to tell you. It had to do with what you were talking about earlier, a story about someone that got a divorce and, 39 years later?
The judge never signed the divorce.
Yeah.
Well, it has something to do with me. I got married at 82, still married to the same lady. We're still married. And I changed jobs, and we had to show the marriage license for the insurance purposes.
Right.
First job in my life I ever had to show that. So I brought what we thought was our marriage license that we got the day we got married. And they said, this ain't nothing but a certificate. And we said, what? He said, it's nothing but a certificate. So we had to go downtown and try to get it. And they said, we have no marriage license of y'all on record anywhere.
Oh, man.
We said, we got married in 82. They said, well, there's no record of it nowhere. So about 2 weeks, we were just trying to find out where in the world it was. Come to find out, the first preacher that married us did not ever file the marriage certificate.
Oh, wow. You're living in sin?
They were going to give it to us. Yeah, our kids had a ball with this.
Oh, my God, they did.
We had to find someone that was at our wedding back in 82 because our parents had already passed away, both of our parents. And we found someone, and she was a notary public because they had to notarize it, right. And they did that.
Wow, but you had to go, wow, no. Find a witness?
Yeah, had a witness. It was at the wedding back in 82.
Wow.
And
that's quite a story.
The lady downtown was saying that she was going to date it. For the date in 2013, and my wife was having a visit.
Because your kids, right?
Yeah. They did not want to do it.
Yeah.
But they had to go higher. My wife just raised all kind of cane, and they said, I need to talk to your boss. And so they found someone downtown. And they said, no, they just didn't know what they were talking about. We got it all settled. But during that time, I was having a ball with her. Says, I just don't know if I'm going to marry you anymore or not. I've been with you, living in sin with you all these years. I just don't think I'm going to.
That's almost a better story than the one we had on.
Yeah. We appreciate it, Dwayne. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
Our listeners never disappoint, do they?
Yeah.
Lewis Lawn is, we're almost to February, and they'll be doing free pickup and delivery as they do every year. You might want to make a call now to 244-9191 and get a reservation in. While you're there, they have doubled their showroom capacity over the last year. And it's great to see them grow because they're terrific folks. They employ local people and they sell terrific product lines. The newest of which is a chargeable mower, edger, or trimmer called the E-Go. And what makes these, especially the trimmers and the edgers, they're very light. And all you have to do is push on. And it's ready to go.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. The other great part about these is they're priced almost identically to gasoline-powered mowers. So, and they have an actual self-propel mower, a regular mower. So if you want to go cordless and gasless when you're taking care of your home, stop by Lewis Lawn and ask to see. Get TJ or Chad to show you the E-Go product line. In addition to everything else they carry, all the steel products, all the Shindawa products, Toro, X-Mark, and more. Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. If you have questions, call 244-9191. Open right now. Open at 7 o'clock. Every morning, Monday through Friday, till 4 in the afternoon. That's Lewis Long. Morning Brewing's next.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. A man was found shot in his car yesterday afternoon, and now Montgomery police are investigating as a homicide. Authorities found the victim in the 2300 block of Stella Street, but believe the shooting happened in the 2100 block before the victim drove off and crashed. A grand jury has indicted a teenager on manslaughter charges in the fatal crash that killed Auburn University announcer Rod Bramblett and his wife Paula last year. 16-year-old Johnston Edward Taylor was indicted on two counts of reckless manslaughter. An arraignment hearing is scheduled for January 30th. A former bookkeeper is facing up to 20 years in prison for stealing more than $13,000 from Goodwin Middle School in Montgomery. Tiffany Franklin, convicted of first-degree theft of property. The Attorney General's office says she pleaded guilty to stealing the money between September 2017 and June 2018. Those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
David Little, Tucker Pecan's in the house. New Year's underway and a big sale going on right now down at Tucker.
This is that time of the year we all love when everything at Tucker Pecan is 50 to 75% off, with the exception of the pecans and candies. But, I mean, if you need jewelry, purses, jellies, jams, anything like that or any kind of great gift, we have it at Tucker Pecan from 50 to 75% off. And there's still a lot of great items left in the store that you can come by and pick up. And you know what? Hey, everybody's always having a birthday or just a thank you, or maybe you forgot somebody. Well, you know what? We've got your gift at Tucker Pecan, and it is 50 to 75% off. You will not find that anywhere with the selection that we have at Tucker Pecan. Corksicles, all kinds of great corksicle items, all kinds of great gifts. Anything you can imagine, we have on sale at Tucker Pecan Company.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Barry Moore, a true conservative with a proven conservative record. Barry Moore was voted by Yellowhammer News as Alabama's most conservative legislator in 2013. Barry Moore, a veteran who has served his country and has been honored for his support of veterans while serving in the Alabama legislature. Barry Moore, the first elected official in America to endorse candidate Donald Trump for president in 2015. Barry Moore for Congress, a proven conservative, a proven Trump Republican.
I'm Barry Moore, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Barry Moore for Congress, Enterprise, Alabama.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I go on a lot of Tinder dates, and only half of them go well. For the other half, I have Date Alert.
From the makers of Life Alert, Date Alert helps you escape from any bad date.
Help! This guy won't stop talking, and I can't get out.
Stay calm. We're sending a fake urgent work call to your phone.
Oh, excuse me. It's work. I better leave right away.
Date Alert is there to assist in any emergency.
My date looks nothing like her picture, but she already saw me walk in the bar.
We're sending in a rowdy bachelor party distraction so you can walk right out.
And with our eavesdrop feature, you don't even have to press a button. Just say your safety word and we'll jump into action.
Hey, what you got under that sweater?
Tamagotchi.
Excuse me, ma'am. I think you left something in the bathroom.
Thanks to Date Alert, I just snuck out the back. And I met a cute bartender.
Date Alert. We make it easy to pull out of a date.
Okay. Did I miss something there? After all, I'm so naive and innocent. Let's bring in former Ayatollah, excuse me, Secretary of State Jean Karani.
In America, you have a right. Karani. To be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our morning maroon nominees, celebrating the dumbest of the dumb. Because no matter what, we all do dumb stuff. But you'll never be dumber than the people we put into this feature. Guess what state we're going to?
I'm guessing Florida, right off the top of my head.
You are correct, sir. St. Petersburg man was arrested Tuesday morning for setting his apartment on fire to stay warm.
Oh?
Yeah, Mark Okren. Now, it was cold in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, they've kind of caught up to the idea that cold fronts make it that far south, and you do, in almost any place you stay, including hotels, have a heater. He was charged with arson in the first degree after setting fire to a stack of paperwork in his apartment building around 3. The flames were large enough to set off smoke detectors, causing a response from the fire department in this 30-unit building. He had several options available to him through neighbors and owners of the building to stay warm. He has been charged with arson.
Yeah, he sounds brilliant.
I feel for this man. His name is Santor Thomas, Livonia, Michigan. He was accused of something he didn't do while working for Enterprise Leasing Company, proved his case, and won a $99,000 settlement from them for discrimination. He then went to TCF Bank to cash the checks, and the bank wouldn't do it. They wound up calling the police, even though this man had had an account with them for 2 years. He went to his bank to cash the checks.
Check.
And
that's
they
crazy.
Said no.
So they're the maroon.
Yeah, bank. Well, guess what? Now that he's suing the bank for discrimination, he got wrongly fingered in that incident with Enterprise. And
now,
then his bank, where he goes to cash the check, says, there's something about you we don't care for. And I honestly hope he wins. We should be well past that point. The bank, however, has apologized for not cashing the check.
Sorry!
They said. And then finally, you should check with Rich Thomas before you commit robbery.
Oh.
A man and a woman broke into an apartment in Lincoln, Nebraska this past Tuesday. As the man was stealing a TV, he slipped on the ice and broke his leg. Ended up in the hospital. Police tracked him down there. Apparently the break was so bad, he's going to be there in a while, handcuffed to the bed. By the way, when that happens, when he's released, he'll be rearrested. The woman who robbed the apartment with him was a 35-year-old named Sherry Gomez. She's already in the hoosegow for burglary.
My favorite has got to be the guy setting a fire in his apartment when he has other ways of staying warm.
No, besides. Totally.
When you look at the scales of stupidity, he's our winner, but they were all pretty stupid.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Well, he is from Florida. Final look at the roads this morning.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. A little while back, we had an accident in front of Montgomery Paint and Body on Highway 231 as you come out of Wetumpka. Had traffic backed up for a while, but we're not seeing very much congestion there now. We're thinking that one is about finished or out of the way. Same deal over on Taylor Road, just past Chadburn Crossing. That'd be right before you get to the Ace Hardware and then, of course, Vaughn Road if you're traveling inbound into town. Just use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles if any are left on the scene. Other than that, we're not looking too bad right now. We got moderate traffic on the boulevard, moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown. Keep it right here. We'll keep you updated. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And welcome back as we get ready. I want to make sure that they're in so we can congratulate Joey and Jack on their amazing debut ratings. It was a great day yesterday for all of us, but especially them.
Absolutely.
You know, remember when Joey was a dropout in high school, got him to finish, go to college, graduate Auburn.
He was really into the meth, and we cleaned him up.
And
we
just—I
mean, look what we've done for him.
I know. Yeah. And now, look at him—a success. He apprenticed with me all those years. Got very annoyed with me.
When we found him on that street corner at the truck stop?
Where is Bobby? Where is Bobby Goldsboro when you need him to write a song called "Watching Joey Grow"?
Yeah.
Well, aren't we just a little grumpy?
I don't think he.
Be happy. Be excited.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Yeah.
It's better.
There you go.
Sourpuss after those ratings.
Let's do our grand prize drawing. And we start with
The pizza place.
$25 gift certificate to the pizza place. Amazing pizza, friends. And the winner is...
Number 32.
Let me scroll up to 32. It is Eric S.
Eric's. And thank you, Eddie Bader of the Goodson Goop, 322-0662. You're better off with Bader for buying or selling a property. Next up, the works from Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. Complete service on your vehicle. Tire rotation, oil change, fluids topped off. Car vacuum out. The winner is...
Number 66.
Wow, got to go up. Let's see. That's a caller from probably... Maybe today. Catman.
Maybe
yesterday.
What did Catman do?
Catman do. See what he did there with that?
I'm going back.
He is a wordsmith, this Thomas guy. He really is. A wordsmith.
Let's go back to Catman do.
What's next, Jay?
The Clark's Club.
All right. $159 value, and it can save you that and more if you take advantage and get their 2-annual 2-inch tier system. Guaranteed priority service. The winning number is...
Number 44.
44.
44. Let's go to 34, and that is going to be a Chris R.
Chris R.
He is number 34.
He's our favorite caller on National Talk Like a Pirate Day. Chris R.
He is from, what is that, Skins, whatever. Oh, it's Jack.
Oh, it's Jack.
Jack. How you doing?
So we know how you're doing.
Look at those two people right there.
Yeah.
We want to congratulate you guys on a
fantastic ratings.
Wonderful debut ratings.
I don't know
ratings.
Much about that stuff.
I do.
Oh,
sure you Take do. My word for it. You guys are a hit. It is 8:58, so we're just going to have to head straight out. We'll be back this afternoon for the big Navy Bean Soup celebration.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah. Come by, man.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. To purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war.